We're visiting with House Agriculture Committee Chairman David Scott. Mr. Scott, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, Kara, thank you for having me.
Well, you've been in the Agriculture Committee a long time, and if my math serves me right, 18 years. And I was wondering if you could tell us what you're most looking forward to now that you've stepped into this leadership position.
Well, I am, first of all, I really thank the good Lord for blessing me with this election from such a diverse group of members of Congress. They're the ones who are responsible. And certainly my great leader and dear friend, Colin Peterson, our chairman, who took me under his wing when I first got elected to Congress 18 years ago. And we were talking about it, and Colin said, "Yeah, David, I remember you. You got on, and when you served several years as the only African American on the committee." But I learned so much from Colin, and I just thank the good Lord for blessing me with this glorious opportunity, Kara, because not only just this committee, but this is arguably the single most important committee right now. Because, Kara, we can do without a lot of things with this pandemic and so much hitting us, but we cannot do without food and water, our clothing, and our shelter, and so much. So I come at this with a very humble heart, but well prepared to really deal with the pressing issues before us. There's so many, but it is important that we move quickly to understand our primary goal here is to make sure that we have food security for the American people and continue to help make sure the world has food security, because we are the number one exporter of most of the food products, certainly poultry and beef and other things. But if we don't get our hands around climate change early, then we will get behind the eight ball, because our failure to do that is a direct threat to our food security. Nobody is impacted more from climate change and the weather than our farmers, the producers of our food. And so we're going to bring the scientists in, the engineers, and Kara, even our outer space explorers. Listen, very few people don't realize that NASA already has shared with us information that they have discovered traces of water on the moon. Now, if that's not enough to get us on out here to deal with all this, so we're going to have NASA in, we're going to have all the experts in, so they can tell us. And it's important for us in agriculture, our agriculture committee, to be the lead in the discussion on climate change. I have no problem with those that want to deal with Green New Deal or doing away with the toxic fields. All that can be dealt with. But we have got to make sure that our farmers, our agriculture industry, are at the point of the spear when we're looking for how we move forth rightly to deal with this. Some weird things are happening out there. We got fires over there on the burning up the West Coast. I mean, going weeks and months at a time, we can't put out. We got to figure out why. This past season, we had hurricanes after hurricanes weekly. So many, we ran out of the alphabet. And then we went to the Greek alphabet, ran out of that. So we've got to deal with that. And incorporated, I want to set up an independent disaster aid fund. So while we're dealing with trying to grapple and come with scientific and expert information on how to address climate change in the best interest of all of us, but most definitely our farmers, we got to make sure that we have the disaster aid money ready to go. So I want to set up a separate fund for that, because when you got it through the regular appropriations process, it's delayed. I got farmers now that ain't even got the proper disaster aid. And then after we move from that, we really need to deal with the status of our black farmers. Now, we've had discrimination charges. We've had unjust things. We need to bring the black farmers in, let them talk with us in a hearing, and have my friend, and he is a friend, Secretary Vilsack there, because some of these charges have been made against them. We got to address this, get it out of the way, and then also bring in our credit folks, our financial assistance folks like Farm Credit, Farmers Mac, to make sure, and our land authorization people who can assist so many of our young African Americans now want to get into farming. What a glorious thing that is. So we need to deal with that and make sure that our agriculture industry is for everybody, regardless of race, creed, or color. Then we got to immediately move to food security. I want to bring in all the food bank people. Where are I got my staff already working on these. And this is particularly true to get all of our community food banks come in. Tell us what they need. You hear it on the news every day. We got children, 14 million of our children going malnourished, not being fed. We got people who are, the cars are miles long trying to get food. Our food banks are running out, so we got to get this food security in there then. We got to deal with our rural communities. There is a fault line that is getting too big between our rural communities and our urban communities. We got to close that. And the primary way we do that is, without hesitation, get rural broadband into our rural communities. We have too many of our small towns withering away. They're becoming extinct. Because people, if you're not connected to our technology, to our Instagrams, to telework, telemedicine, teleeducation, if you're not hooked up to the broadband and can get to the internet and be a part of everything going on, and nowhere is this more important than in our rural communities, because it is our rural communities that produce our food, our clothing, our shelter. As much as I love Atlanta and the city, we don't do it here. The other thing is, we have got to make sure that we have in place crop insurance. Now, this is a big issue. It's an issue unlike any other time. With all this foul weather, with the other things that are happening, we need to make sure our farmers are properly protected and facilitated with insurance. And it's different approaches. You have cotton, you have tobacco, you have corn, you have multi-uses for the corn ethanol, so forth and so on. So these are just some dynamics, Kara, that we really need to look into. We have an excellent staff. And then finally, we need to make sure that we carry on in the manner that we've carried on for all the time I've been on this Agriculture Committee. I've been brought up and I served with and worked with Democrats and Republicans. And we have a reputation in our committee of being the most bipartisan. And there's a reason for that, as I tell people. If we're out there representing the farmers, folks, let me tell you, we got both Democratic farmers and Republican farmers. We got black farmers and white farmers. We got the panorama of America as our farmers. And with me being chairman, I've already reached out my hand. And Congressman Johnson, who was a ranking member from Pennsylvania, I reminded him all the time. I said, you know, I got some roots there. Although I was born on a farm in rural Ainer, South Carolina, I picked the cotton crop to the back. I milked the cows, fed the hogs, did all of that growing up. But I went to school in Scranton, Pennsylvania. But I would come back and work that farm with my grandparents because I had to move around a bit. But we've got that Pennsylvania connection. He laughed about it, I did. But hopefully, Kara, I've given you a few of the things we desperately need to do. This is a very perilous time for us in our nation. And there's no committee that's in the middle of making sure that our nation can get through this than agriculture. And we are ready for this challenge. And we're going to do it in a bipartisan, Democrat and Republican way. And finally, my whole legacy on this committee has been that, as you know, I was able to get $80 million to get to the African-American 1890s land-grant colleges and universities for scholarships. I couldn't have done that by myself or with Democrats. This has gone down in history. This $80 million we did as one of the premier examples a bipartisan Democrats and Republicans working together. And it had never been done to get that much money to our African-American land-grant colleges and universities. And we did it with Democrats and Republicans working together. And that's the way we're going to deal with climate change, the status of black farmers, all of this. We're going to do it in a bipartisan way. And my message is clear on that.
You know, we hear that maybe the Farm Bill may be something top of mind for the Agriculture Committee. How soon do you all anticipate maybe addressing that or beginning talks of the next Farm Bill?
We're already beginning talks on it and discussing it, as you know. This is an ongoing process. What we got to do, we got this situation that we're grappling with in terms of the inauguration and the situation in Washington, as you know. And so that's deterring us a bit from getting organized. But we got to get organized. We got to get our subcommittees in order. We got to make sure we got our memberships in place on both the Republican and Democratic side. So as soon as we get that in order, we'll be moving out. Meanwhile, I have an excellent staff headed up my agriculture committee staff headed up by Ann Simmons, and she and I are working very closely to make sure we can move quickly, expeditiously, to get all of this set up. And they're already reaching out and putting these hearings together so we can get out front. See, I believe in getting the experts in. We politicians, we can sit in our ivory towers and our suites and so forth. But in order for us to really make our food supply safe and take care of our agriculture, we got to get these folks in. We got to get the farmers in to tell us where we need to help. We need to get the scientists and engineers in. And we need to get our crop insurance people in to hear from them. So we're moving as quickly as we can on that. I can't give you a time right now, but you can contact Malika, who is my Michaela, who is my communications person, or Ann, or Ashley over there in the committee, and they will let you know what order and how soon we can get moving on this.
Wonderful. And you'd mentioned getting the House Agriculture Committee members together. Do you know how soon that will be named, the committee?
I would say my hope is that if we can get through the 20th in reasonably good, smooth fashion, my hope is we're going to control that event and get through it safely and without having to rewind and delay further. Then I think we should be able to move within a week. But, Kara, I apologize, but I can't give you that. But I would just ask you to be in touch with the staff director.
Okay.
Over there, who is heads up the staff, and she will give you the dates and the order. But we are working very fast, just so we can get in and get this.
I'll connect her with Anna.
So, have you had a chance to meet up with the Ag Secretary nominee Vilsack yet to talk agriculture?
Yeah, well, you know, Vilsack is Vilsack is a friend. Worked with him for 8 years in the Obama administration. And you see, Kara, I know Vilsack. And Vilsack is a good man. And that's why I want to get the black farmers in here and get everybody in, because I don't need these charges of racial discrimination hanging over our heads. We need to get in there, solve this, put in force what needs to be so we can move out together and make sure our African-American farmers are really participating and manifesting their destiny in this wonderful world of agriculture. You know, it breaks my heart to hear these comments here. But I know Vilsack. I served with him on that committee for 8 years when he was Secretary of Agriculture. Vilsack has already reached out to me wanting this. And so he needs this. He needs to clear the air, because whatever we do to help satisfy the black farmers, Secretary Vilsack has to execute them. So he will be a major part of this hearing when we bring, for the first time in history now, black farmers as a group in to testify before the committee. And we'll have Secretary Vilsack there. He deserves to have the air clean and to have all these questions answered. And we move out with a team plan so that we can make sure that there is no discrimination against our black farmers. Because we all know that black people have paid their dues. Our foundation has been agriculture. We were the pioneer farmers as slaves. That is our heritage. And at one point, 41% of all the family farms in the southern states were owned and operated by African Americans, like my grandfather's farm in Aynor. And there is a willingness now to bring that. And I owe that to my friend Bill Sack, and he wants to come in and jointly let's work together to do that. And that way we get off to a wonderful start, and everybody's happy, and I'm happy. And then we'd get out there and do God's work.
In addition to that, have you and Vilsack had time to talk about implementing the COVID relief that Congress passed in the lame duck session?
No, we haven't, but we will. And when the secretary called me, we were involved in working to make sure that he got there. And he wanted me to make sure that I conveyed, which I did, to the administration of his 8 years of work there and what we wanted to do. So to answer your question, however, my team has been in touch with the Bill Sykes team, and we have a plan to make sure, one, that in the implementation, because it's so important, that our agriculture industry has the resources, the money, and whatever else our agriculture committee needs to do to make sure that we're out front at the point of the spear, being able to properly address the needs that we have to go through this pandemic and make sure we got it. One of those is going to be making sure that our agriculture workers have this vaccine. We got to make sure they're doing it. I'm already moving towards that in Georgia here by going ahead and establishing right now our plan, and I think it should be executed all over. And that is, we know we can get this vaccine, and we need to get it to those who are 65 plus in age. We're already working in my district where I have jurisdiction here for us to identify. And we've got how many? 17,000 in the county we're working on now, in Clay County Seniors. I will send out a phone call. And we have our physicians all working because we have to get these people and help them get the shot and bring the shot to them. And so I think that is something we need to implement out into our rural areas, because they'll spread out. But if we can identify and make sure that we in Congress contact our constituents above the age of 65 right now and tell them where to go and what entities are in place now to give them the vaccine. We got to reach out and go the extra mile here. And so I'm putting that together for my constituents. And I think that's something that we want to address because we got workers out there that are producing the crops, cropping the crops, bringing the food to market. We got to make sure that those folks have this vaccine throughout our food supply chain. And that's why we got to have these hearings quickly to make sure that we got the plan in place to help and make sure our workers in agriculture and our farmers are having and getting the vaccine.
Thank you, Chairman. And I have a question from, I think, farmers up here in our area, kind of circling back to the farm bill we talked about earlier. The sugar program is a very important piece of that for them. And I think they'd like to get to know what your take is on the sugar program as it is currently.
Well, one is this. I am 100% in support of our sugar. Sugar is so vitally important. And it's particularly important up in the Midwest, around Minnesota, and other areas up there. So we are going to, I've asked my staff already to make sure we can have an early meeting with our sugar folks to make sure that we know what their needs are. And it's varied. And it is an industry that we need not be shortcoming on. So the best thing that I want to do, and then we got the farm bill in there too. We got to make sure within the farm bill that various parts of our agriculture industry that need more help are getting that help. So, and I am 100% in support of sugar, and I want that message to go out far and wide, because I don't want anyone in the sugar industry to not realize how important that is. I've worked very closely with my dear friend Colin Peterson, our former chairman of the Agriculture Committee. And I've assured him he's no longer there. So I am stepping in to the place of Chairman Peterson in making sure that our sugar industry is taken care of.
Thank you, Chairman, for your time. Did we miss anything else? Anything else you'd like to say as we wrap up?
No, except I want everybody to know that we are indeed in a challenging time. And I just want them to know that keep the faith and hold on. We've been through this before, and time again, this nation has gone through the challenges because God, Almighty God, it was through divine intervention that this nation was established. We're God sent. I have no doubt about that. All you have to do is look at our history, how we started. Ragtag 13 colonies going against the most powerful military in the world and doing it. Only God, his intervention did that. He put this nation here for a purpose, and we're going to continue to fulfill that purpose